Exercises 4 and 5, page 9. You will hear an interview with a nursery teacher called Winona Pearson.
I'm in the studio today with Winona Pearson, a nursery teacher who is here to talk about childhood behaviour and characteristics and one possible theory that may explain what makes us who we are. Welcome, Ms. Pearson.
Thank you. And please call me Winnie.
Of course, Winnie. So, can you just explain to us what this theory is?
Well, firstly, as a nursery school teacher, I come into contact with children at a time when they're discovering who they are. They all have their own personalities and are quite different, which you'd expect because these children aren't related to each other. But while watching my own children grow up, I'm a mother of two, I can't help wondering why their personalities are so different. I mean, they're growing up in the same house, with the same parents, so you'd think they'd be similar, but they are complete opposites when it comes to their character. Then, one day, I hear this idea on a podcast about how the order you are born in, first, second, last, etc., might have an effect on the person you become.
That sounds fascinating. So, how does it affect us?
Some psychologists believe that children who are firstborns probably have more confidence, are brave, and not afraid of trying new things, but often want to be the boss in situations with other children. This is probably because, to begin with, they don't have to compete for their parents' attention and often get their own way. Then, when a second child comes along, they have to share their parents with someone else. And this might make them more likely to try to do things on their own. They also sometimes get more responsibilities to help take care of their younger brother or sister.
And what about being the second child? What effect does that have on your personality?
Even though parents usually find raising children easier the second time around and are more calm and less strict, second-born children often find themselves competing with the older child, because nothing they do is new for their parents. As a result, the first time they crawl, walk, talk, or anything else might not seem as important or amazing, even if the second child does it quicker or better. This can cause some second children to behave badly and be jealous, simply because the older child always does things better than, as they are older and know more.
So, because I'm younger than my brother, I always try to be better than him at things. That actually explains a lot.
It's because you want to get your parents to see you as important as, or more important than, your older brother or sister. Children naturally want their parents to love them, so they do things to make them happy. And if parents don't react the way the child thinks they should, that child often thinks they're doing something wrong. It's therefore very important for parents to adapt when having more children. For firstborns, parents can probably be more relaxed when it comes to expecting them to take on more responsibilities. With other children, they should celebrate all their achievements, no matter how small, and maybe they can also organize one-on-one time with them to show that they are just as special.
So, in your experience of dealing with children, do you see these characteristics in every child? For example, can you tell where a child is in the order of their family just by how they behave?
No. Some children show all the characteristics of their birth order. Others show some of them, and some children don't have any. So I don't think we should treat it as an answer to behavior. All children are unique and have their own personalities. I view this theory as more of a guide to make parents think about and understand their children's differences. After all, I think we all want to be seen and treated as individuals.
I suppose so. Thank you, Winnie. That was very informative.